Kelpo Punch commented, "If your ASMR is the one thing I heard before I died, then I will die peaceful because it's so relaxing and makes you sleepy in a good way." Thank you. Please don't die though. Disney Wizard Yensid commented on Celebrity Girlfriend Takes You to Her Cozy Cabin and said, "I would rather die than eat SpaghettiOs." Are they that bad? I've actually never had them. Gray Monahan commented on Your Summer Camp Crush Warms Up to You and said, "Summer camp, but that means weird marching dance thing. Camp Rock. In a canoe capsize? Gasp. Wait, is the listener Nick Jonas?" And of course, needless to say, another truly perfect audio, but I'm gonna say it anyway, absolutely angelic. Voice, script, ambience, everything. Thank you so much, aww. And oh my gosh, Camp Rock. I was watching a few random clips of Camp Rock a few weeks ago, and I could not believe how bad it is. It is truly so bad, but so entertaining. And if I'm being honest, I'd watch it again in a heartbeat. Lord Ego commented, "I am convinced that Glow never disappoints with her audios." Aw, that is a very generous statement. I try my best. I'm glad you think so. Thank you. La Julie, I hope I'm saying that right, commented, "Wet better than a summer camp video after finishing the quarry." Okay, quite a few comments mention the quarry, and I didn't know what that was until I googled it and discovered it is a horror video game that takes place at a summer camp. So, that's nice. Maybe I should turn the audio into a series and have there be like a murder mystery or something. Just kidding, I'm not gonna do that, but it is fun to think about. Ya boy Fat Grapes commented, "I'm literally camping this weekend. Wow. Amazing video as usual." Oh, cool. I hope you enjoyed your camping trip. Phantom commented, "Were you actually in the water while recording this?" No, I was not. I would be way too terrified to get my microphone wet. No, I got my sound effects off of YouTube and, one of those, like, free sound effects websites. But yeah, that would be some commitment if I jumped into a lake for the sake of that audio. Very Hungry Caterpillar commented, "I saw this earlier on Patreon, but still such a cute premise. Man, summer camps have such interesting atmosphere." I'm so glad you liked it. Thank you. And yeah, I love when books and movies take place at summer camps. I feel like it's such a cool setting. I myself have never been to a summer camp, but it seems really fun. George W. Bush commented, "I always loved summer camp, except for the mosquitoes. Those things can rot in hell." Agreed. A few weeks ago, I was visiting some friends out of town, and we were hanging out outside, and I got like 7 or 8 mosquito bites, even though I used mosquito repellent. I hate mosquitoes. Andrew Jennings commented, "Do you write these yourself?" Yes, I do. Sherlock Bones commented, reminds me of the quarry." There we go, another quarry comment. I don't know how I feel about my ASMR audio being compared to a horror game, but yeah, I hope the audio wasn't quite as terrifying. Carol973 commented, "Once again, you have created another wonderful story. This is so realistic, like maybe this is drawing from an actual camp experience. But you totally captured this moment and brought it to life. The one thing you did leave me wondering is, did she give him her number or contact information, or does he have to wait an entire year to talk to her? Is there a part two in the making?" There is not a part two in the making, and excellent question. Actually, as depressing as this sounds, I kind of imagine them not contacting each other until the next year at camp. So, maybe it takes place before cell phones, I don't know. While Zivil commented on Bad Girl Takes Care of You at a Party and said, the situation, pun believable, the acting and amazing, stripped to predict me 10 out of 10. I'm incredibly intoxicated at the time of post. Oh, wow. Well, I hope you've since recovered. I hope your hangover wasn't too bad. And, thank you for your comment. I appreciate it. La Patate commented, imagine a visual novel with characters voiced by Glow. I'd pre-order it so fast. That would be so fun. That would be my dream. Wow. Fingers crossed. Hopefully one day, because I would love to do that. George Hamilton commented on Your Crush at Summer Camp Warms Up to You and said, the canoe flip really shook me awake. And, you know, I'm not sure that the girl or her parents are going to be okay with the teddy bear getting soaked in lake water. It'll dry. It'll dry. Also, I'm sorry for the canoe flipping over. I know it was kind of startling. This was one of those audios where, like, honestly, it was barely even ASMR. I got a little carried away and it started to feel more like a Netflix original movie or something. Zach Pack commented, I absolutely loved this roleplay, and honestly, I would love a longer version of it. Since I worked at a camp, it was easy for me to get into it, relax, and fall asleep. I hope you do make another one of these. Aw, I'm so glad you liked it, thank you. And, that's so cool you worked at a camp. Apollo Danube commented on Your Crush at Summer Camp Warms Up to You and said, the birds whistling and it being night with just two people in the woods gives it a really creepy sound. Usually birds don't whistle at night, so what's going on that makes them act like this? Well, it wasn't supposed to be fully night yet. It was supposed to just be sunset. But, yeah, I'm sorry it felt creepy. Maybe I really should turn it into a horror series. LDVV_IGNN. I'm not sure how you say that. Ludvign, maybe? commented, everything was fine until I heard my ex's name. Oh no, is your ex's name Allison? I'm sorry. See, this is why I rarely ever use names in my audios. Just pretend the character is nameless, okay? I'm sorry. Okay, that's all for now. Thank you for listening, and I'll do this again next week. Bye, guys.